Inmates throughout California's prisons continue to show solidarity for maximum security prisoners by remaining on a hunger strike. The strike started July 1st when prisoners in Pelican Bay Security Housing Unit, or SHU, began refusing food to protest the conditions of their confinement. Prison officials say the strike peaked with approximately 6,600 inmates refusing meals. They say that estimate has now dropped to about 2,100 inmates.
Now, California's prison system was originally built to hold safely an estimated 85,000 inmates. But over the years, that inmate population has skyrocketed. Now the state has an estimated 165,000 inmates, nearly double the original intended capacity.
The overcrowded conditions are so demeaning to the human dignity of the prisoners.
Luis Garcia is with the state's Senate Committee on the Prison System. Garcia says his committee is joining with the other groups across the world that are supporting the prisoners during their strike.
Basically, we oppose the SHU prisons because they're a form of torture in violation of Article 5, United Nations Covenant against torture, cruel, unusual, and demeaning punishment.
The SHU is designed to isolate potentially dangerous inmates from the rest of the population in order to control gang activity both inside and outside of the prison. But prisoner advocates say the extreme isolation can lead to serious mental health problems, including permanent brain damage. Garcia says the SHU prisoners are demanding more time outside, better food, and warmer clothing.
In terms of this issue of the hunger strike, all the ethnicities in the prison unite and banded together because they're all facing the same cruel, torturous conditions.
The strike has expanded to 13 of the state's 33 prisons. Family members say they will support the inmates until their demands are met.
So it's been very hard for him, and it's been hard for me because there's nothing I can do about it.
As the hunger strike continues, California is taking the first steps toward relieving inmate overcrowding. Tens of thousands of inmates will be diverted from state prison to county supervision. But with fewer criminals locked up in state prisons, local law enforcement authorities are already anticipating a jump in crime. Ross Frazier, Press TV, Los Angeles.